Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Tes. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas, Harry Weiss, and Rosalind Rosenfeld. All the shows we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the success of Tzahal. All the Kochos HaBitochon and Chayilei Tzahal should be successful in all of their activities. Be'ezus Hashem, they should bring back the hostages. And Be'ezus Hashem, all those need of a refuah shleima should have one bin Mehera. Now, we pick up the Gemara on Yutes Omer Aleph with the words, Boy Ravashi, four lines from the top of the Daf. And we had a whole series of questions yesterday, a difficult shiur from questions from Rava, a little bit of an easier shiur today, questions from Ravashi. So the first one that Ravashi asks is as follows, Boy Ravashi, Yesh Shinui Litzroos Lurvia Nezek? Oh, Ein Shinui Litzroos Lurvia Nezek. What does this mean? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi's can be found three lines from the top. Yeshinu Litzroos Lurvia Nezek. What Rashi is explaining, Ravashi's question is as follows. According to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that hold the din of Chatzi Nezek Tzroos, as opposed to Sumchus, who we've mentioned many times, says that there is no din of Chatzi Nezek Tzroos. He doesn't hold from this din Daraisa. At least we'll rediscuss that again today, whether he absolutely doesn't hold from it at all, or only in Koach Kolcho does he hold from it. But in any event, the simple understanding is Sumchus doesn't hold from Chatzi Nezek Tzroos, certainly in the primary, the stones that come out from the foot of the animal as it's naturally walking. So Sumchus says, any damage that those stones do, Yechayiv Nezek Shalem, whereas the Chachamim's opinion is that that's a din, Halach L'mosh B'si, of Chatzi Nezek Tzroos, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. So within the sheet of the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, the Pligi Asumchus, who argue with Sumchus, and they say, the Amrei Tzroos ki Arche Chatzi Nezek. The Chachamim's opinion is that Tzroos to come about through natural kicking of the stones, such as the animal walking, and that's a normal thing for the animal to do, and therefore stones normally will fly off, and they can do damage. So that's the typical Chatzi Nezek Tzroos. So what about Hecha Deshino Behen? We're not talking about the normal animal walking, but Kegon Boato Beragla. The animal, instead of just walking normally, now goes and kicks some of those stones, which is an unusual thing. Umachmas biut, and because it kicked the stones, heitiza, it forced those stones to go flying, and those tzroos went vishavra kalim, and they caused damage. So it's the same exact damage as by walking, but here it's with an unusual way. Walking is a normal way, but kicking is an unusual way. So the question that Ravashi is asking is, do we say, michoshiv shinoi, this is a shinoi over here, and therefore whenever you have something that's not normal, it's a tam. And only if you do this multiple times does it become a muad. So since you now have the normal Chatzi Nezek Tzroos is only by Urche, by regular, and this is a shinoi, this is an unusual way, bata. So it's like a tam. So it's kitam in Chatzi Nezek. And therefore, you only have to pay half of the Chatzi Nezek, and therefore, umishalim riviat Nezek. You only pay a quarter of the total Nezek. The Chatzi Nezek Tzroos itself is the full payment that you have to make, but this is unusual, so it's a tam. You only have to pay half of the usual payment, which is half. So therefore, a half of a half is a quarter. The standard muat, so to say, over here, is Chatzi Nezek. And since you're doing this damage in a tam way, you only pay half of the half, revia nezek. So that's one way that Ravashi says, should we look at it that way, that yesh shinu litzroos revia nezek, that we do have this half of a half idea. So do we say that, or do no? Or do we say, oh, ein shinui litzroos revia nezek? No, you don't do this. And the next Rashi explains why not. Oh, ain't she? No, that there is no din over here, l'shalim revia. Why? You never pay a quarter. Because the olam chatzi nezek, she ain't tamus vado behem. The din chatzi nezek is regardless of whether you've done this before, or you haven't done this before, or you've done it multiple times. It makes no difference. It's a din of chatzi nezek. And therefore, the lo ashechan tam, dimashlim botsu mipalga. And therefore, there is no such thing as ever paying less than chatzi nezek. And there's no such thing as tam, half of a half, meaning a quarter. So those are the two sides of the coin of the question of Rav Ashi. Do we or do we not say that there's a shinui litzroos that would make it a quarter? Or do we say, no, there is no such thing as a shinui by tzroos, and the payment is always chatzi nezek tzroos? So the Gemara says, Tifsho, lay me the rubber. We should be able to answer this from our question from yesterday. In yesterday's shiur, we had said, the boy Rava had asked, do we say yesh hador litzroos, or ain't hador litzroos? He had asked, do we or do we not say this concept of muad and tam in regards to Chatzi Nezek Tzroos. Now, Miklal de'ein shinoi. Since he asked this question, it must be that there is no concept over here of shinoi. And if there's no concept of shinoi, that means you always pay chatzi nezek. And as you can see in the Rashi, the Ramasim Mukhlal Dein Shinoi, the Iye Shinoi Lurviya, if you're going to tell me that there is this concept of going a half of a half, to go down to a quarter, then Heavy Chatzi Nezek La Dawson. So then there is this concept of Muad by Chatzi Nezek, Vamai, it's Trichel Rav, let me buy it. Then why would Rav ask this question? Vade Ein Hador Lushalim Nezek Sholem. We never go and pay Nezek Sholem. Do Tamus Ravia Nezek, Vado Chatzi Nezek. So then you'd only have half or a quarter. From the fact that Rava said, no, do we have this concept of muad? It means that there isn't this shinoi, and you never go pay a revia. So therefore, this should have been answered, this question of Ravashi should have been answered from Rava. So Gemara says, no, because maybe what Rava is really asking, and this is an answer, Dilma Rava im Timsi Loma Kamar. As we see in the Rashi, continuing in the Dibur Maskil, Michlal Dein Shinoi, by the two dots within that Rashi, he says, Umishani Ravashi. Ravashi explains the question as follows. Dilma Rava was really asking his question from yesterday's share, im Timsi Lomar Kamar. He was saying, what if the Tarvayu Misavkile, and according to the equation that Rav had asked both before the Imtim Selomar and after the Imtim Selomar, he's unsure. This is what Rav's question was. Do we say Yei Shinui or Ein Shinui? Do we have this concept of Tam and Muad or not in regards to Chatzi Nezek Tzros? And if you want to say the Imtim Selomar Ein Shinui, Mizui Tzad Tamuso, Yesh Ador L'Tamazo or Ein Ador. So he's saying in this situation, do we or do we not say that you're going to have a half that you have to pay of the half or not. And therefore, we don't come to a conclusion. Take it. Gemara says we don't have an answer to Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi has another question. Boy, Rav Ashi. He says, this is something that we had mentioned in previous Shurim. Do we say that Tzumchas holds there is no din halach l'moshe v'sinai of Chatzi Nezek Tzoros ever? Or do we say no? He doesn't hold it in the regular case of Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. But if you have a force that comes from the force, a secondary force, so then maybe Sumchas does hold the Chatzi Nezek in that situation. So by Ravashi yes. Koach kolchol Sumchas does this secondary force according to Sumchas. So the animal caused the stones to go flying, and then the stone hits something else that caused that thing to go flying and break a keli. That's called koach kolchol. So what does Sumchas say in that situation? Does Sumchas hold koach kochel sumchas ke koach dami is just like koach and there's no chatzi nezek tzoros or olo or maybe not that there's no chatzi nezek tzoros with the first koach but koach kochel maybe sumchas would say that there is chatzi nezek tzoros. In other words, mi gabir halacha umoki lo koach kochel. Maybe Sumchas also holds the halach l'moshe v'sinai. After all, it's hard to understand how anybody could not hold the halach l'moshe v'sinai if it was the Masorah that we got it. So maybe Sumchas also has the halacha l'moshe v'sinai. He just applies it only in koach kocho, when the cow kicks the stone, and the stone hits damager number one, the kli, which then goes and causes damage, a shard comes off and damages kli number two. So that's called koach kocho. And there, Sumchas does hold chatzi nezek tzoros. Or not, odilma, lo gamir halacha klal. Or maybe he says, no, we don't have a Masorah for this halach l'moshe v'sinai, and even koach kocho is not chatzi nezek, it's nezek shalem. So the Gemara says, take it. We don't come to an answer to this either. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ha'isa miva'etes, if the animal kicked, and now we have the words, oh, shayu tzroros, minatsi mitachas reglo, or stones came off from the animal while it was walking, and they went, v'shavra sakelim, and they went to do the damages, so therefore, mishalem chatzi nezek. In these cases, we pay chatzi nezek. The Gemara now wants to understand exactly, are these two cases that are related to each other, or are they two totally different cases? What are the two possibilities over here? Ibailu, hechi komer. What is the Mishnah actually saying? Does it say as follows? Hoysa miva'etes, the animal was kicking v'hizika bibiuta, and it damaged via the kicking. That's chatzi nezek, because this isn't normal, this is keren, and this is tam, so it's tam of Karen, you're paying chatzi nezek, and that's why it says at the end of the line, mishalim chatzi nezek. And then there's another case, otzroros kior chayu mishalim chatzi nezek. Or if the animal is walking, not kicking, it's walking, and a stone flies off. Well, that's the din of chatzi nezek tzroros. And therefore, this part of the Mishnah is in accord with the Rabbanani. This is the opinion of the Rabbanani that hold it. There's a din halach l'moshe v'sinai chatzi nezek tzroros. That's one way to learn the Mishnah, or maybe not. Odoma, maybe there's another way to learn the Mishnah. Maybe Haisa Mevaetis, in the first situation where the animal was kicking, the Hizika Bibiuta, as Rashi says, below Tsroos, the Told of the Karenu. This is a regular classical case of Told of the Karen. It's not normal for the animal to kick. It went and kicked and did damage. So that's a Told of the Karen, which if it's not a Muad, it's a Tam, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Or Otsroros Machmas Biut. But here we're talking about the Tsroros that came from the animal from kicking. So in both of these situations, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Because the implication here is, Ha Ki Urche, if it was through the regular walking, not kicking, and the stone flew off, you would have paid Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Which is again, Umani Sumchasi. This is the sheet of Sumchas that says that for the Tsroros that fly off from a normal way, you pay Nezek Shalim. It's only if they fly off from an abnormal way, a shinui way, such as Be'ita, which is a told of Karen, that you only pay Chatzi Nezek. So whether it's the direct Be'ita, which is not Urche, which is an irregular Tam type of Karen damage, or if it was the stones coming out from that, both of them would be Chatzi Nezek. So how do we learn the Mishnah? If we learn the Mishnah like the Rabbanon, so then we explained it the first way that we did, that it's talking about Karen, which is Tam, or it's talking about Chatzi Nezek Tsroros. Or if we learn it like Sumchas, it's talking about the Tam Karen of kicking, or the unusual form of Chatzi Nezek Tsroros, which even Sumchas agrees occurs in that situation from Be'ita, because only if it's Orche, Mishalim Nezek Shalim. So that's the two possible ways to learn the Mishnah. So when it says, Tosh Mami Seifa, I'll show you which one is correct, based upon the Seifa. What did the Mishnah continue to say? Dars ala kli, if the animal stepped on a kli, u broke it, ushvartu, and then the nafal hashever al kli acher ushvaru, and then that shard flew from the kli that was broken onto another kli and broke the second kli. So the Mishnah said, ala rishom shalim nezik shalim, bela achru chatzi nezik. For the first kli that was damaged by the animal dars on it, which is a normal form of regel, so you pay nezik shalim. And on the second one, which is Chatzi Nezek Tsroros, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Now, if you're going to tell me it's Sumchus, Misli Le Chatzi Nezek, he doesn't hold from Chatzi Nezek. So it mustn't it be that the case is talking like the Chachamim. Aye, you want to tell me V'chitema Rishon, when we're talking here Rishon, that the first Keli is broken, it means Rishon Lataz, it means after the Kli was broken, it sent off a shard into the second Kli. And then the sheni, that second utensil, sheni lataza, if the second utensil sends off a shard to a third utensil, that's what it means. When it talks about the first one, it means the first one after the hataza. And when it means the second one, it means the second one that was after the hataza went and caused the shard to go flying off. So there's really a second kli and a third kli to the damage. And you want to say it still could be sumchas over here, v'sheni lele sumchas ben kocho lekoch kocho. So Sumchas says by a regular koach, then it's only a din of Nezek Shalim. But maybe even Sumchas holds that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim applies with koach kocho. So then, if that's the case, then in the hall, the boy Rav Ashi, koach kocho sumchas kechocho domi or lav kechocho domi, is now asked and answered. Tifshot lei the lav kechocho domi. So if you had that question before, if you're learning this like Sumchas, so then we should be able to answer the question that Sumchas, in fact, makes a distinction between koach kocho and kocho. So Tifshot Lei, the Lav Kekocho Domi, that Koach Kocho is not like Kocho. Kocho, you're Nezek Shalem, but Koach Kocho, it's only Chazik Nezek Tsroros. So since that's not correct, the Rav Ashi didn't go and learn the Mishnah to be the answer to his question, it must be that the Mishnah has to be learned like the way we learned it with the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Rav Ashi, Ki Rabbanan Mokila, Rav Ashi did learn the Mishnah like the Rabbanan, but Uboi Lo Hochi, but this was his question. He said, yeah, the first part is that the animal kicked and it caused damage with the kicking directly, not with tsroros, or otsroros karachayu, or the tsroros came off from the normal walking, the normal way that it does this. So then chatzi nezek in both of these situations. The first one, again, is because it's keren and it's tam, so therefore you only pay chatzi nezek, because kicking is a told of keren, and you only pay chatzi nezek if it's a tam, and the chatzi nezek tsroros, you also pay chatzi nezek. Ha machmas biot, but if the stone had come off via kicking, not normal walking, But lav k'orche via biut from kicking. So then revia nezek v'yeshinoi. This was his question. Do we say that this is now a tam on chatzi nezek? And the tam on chatzi nezek of chatzi nezek tzoros is half of that. And therefore it's a half of a half, which is a quarter, which is what we discussed previously. V'yeshinoi. Or do we say no? Odilba. The Mishnah is talking about where it kicked and it caused damage directly from the kicking, which is keren, which is tam, which is half chatzi nezek. And then otzroos machlas biut is chatzi nezek, period. And there is no shinoi, there ain't shinoi. So that was his question, and we don't come to an answer, and therefore teku. The same way we left it was a teku before, we now have a teku again. New question. Boy, mine Rabbi Abba bar Mamel, me Rabbi Ami, or v'yamri le me Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Either Rabbi Abba bar Mamel asked this question from Rabbi Ami, or he asked it of Rabbi Chia bar Abba. And here's his question. The animal is walking in a very, very narrow place, and therefore it is impossible for the animal not to go and have the stones going and flying off. Therefore, but instead of the normal walking where it would have flied off, it kicked. So, either way, stones would have flown off, either from the normal walking or because it kicked. In this situation, mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say that the stones are going to fly off no matter what? So we don't make a differentiation between normal walking and kicking. Or do we say, no, still, normal walking is one thing, chatzi nezek tzoros, and kicking is a tolda of keren, and therefore it's going to be chatzi nezek. So that's the question. So, kivon the ef shalah orchiyu, since it has no choice over here except to walk without the stones flying off, so what difference does it make if they were flying from walking or flying from kicking? This is called orche. It's no longer irregular, and therefore it's no longer going to be classified as a tolda of keren, but now it's regel, and therefore, kivon the ef shalah orchiyu is considered the regular way that it does damage. They would have come off no matter what. It would be chatzi nezek according to the chachamim and nezek shalom according to sumchis. Or odilma hashda miyo machmas biot kominatezes tzroros. And therefore, if we hold that the chachamim that you pay half of a half because this is a no abnormal way, it's not orche, it's a shinoi. So then you'd only have to pay a quarter. So that's the question: do we say that this is considered chatzi nezek tzoros because it doesn't have a choice whether it's walking or kicking? It's so narrow, the stone's going to be flying off and it's orche no matter what. Or do we say, no, if it's kicking, it still is not orche, and therefore, according to Chachamim, you pay a half of a half, a revia. And we don't answer this question as well. Take it. We leave this also unanswered. Another question. Here, Rav Yirmiyah is asking Rav Zeira the following question. We delete the words uboata. You see on the side, it brings down the Mesoros HaShas. The Ram Mochak is there. So it makes more sense to learn it without the word uboata. So the case is, the animal is walking in the Rishus HaRabim. Ha'isim HaLechas Rishus HaRabim. V'itiza, via the walking, stones fly off, which is the normal way of walking. V'hizika, and it went to cause damage. Mahu, what's the halacha? So do we say, L'keren midaminan lei v'chayevis? Do we say that this is in the Rishus HaRabim, and this would be a normal type of tam damage of keren, and you'd be chayev chatzi nezek, regular case of tam being chayev chatzi nezek, lekeren midamin olei v'chayeves, and you'd be chayev for the chatzi nezek in this situation? Or alternatively, Odilma told the regelu uptura. Or do we say, no, it is a tolda of regel, not a tolda of keren. And in the Rishus HaRabim, regel is potter. So therefore, the stones that fly off, you're also going to be potter, uptura. That's the question that Revere Mies for Zera. Is this a case of a tolda of keren, and you should be chayiv chatzi nezek as a tam? Or is this a case of tolda de regel, and regel is potter in the Rishus HaRabim? So Rav Zera answers Revere Mies, and he says, Amalei. Rav Zera tells Revere Mies, in this situation, Mistabrit, it makes sense to say that toldo de regelu, that this is in fact a toldo of regel, and therefore you're potter from paying any damages in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Now, he asks him another question. He teezah b'Rishus HaRabim. What happens if the pebbles flew off from the Rishus HaRabim, which you're saying is regel, and therefore you're potter, but what happens v'hitizah v'hizikah b'Rishus HaYachid, mahu. But it didn't damage in the Rishus HaRabim. The reason why the Toldah Regel is Potter is in the Rishus HaRabim, you have the right to walk there. And therefore, anybody else that is there takes upon themselves the responsibility to know that since other animals are walking there, they may cause damage. And therefore, you're not held liable in the Rishus HaRabim. But what happens if the stones went and flew into the Rishus HaYochid, into the Nizak's private area, where he's entitled to keep his vessels, and now your stones from the Rishus HaRabim flew off over there? What's the halacha? That's what Rav Yirmiyah asks his second question to Rav Zeira. And Rav Zeira tells him, same din. Amalei, Akira ain kan, Hanocha yesh kan. If there's no Akira over here, in other words, if it wouldn't be Chayev in the Rishus HaRabim, so how can, when it occurred in the Rishus HaRabim, and then it travels into the Rishus HaYochim, how can you be Chayev? So Rav Zeira says, in both situations, doing damage in the Rishus HaRabim, or even if it went and did the damage in the Rishus HaYochid, Rav Zeira's opinion is that you're not Chayev. That's the initial thought of Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah doesn't like this, and he says, wait a second, Rav Zeira, there's a following Braisa that seems to go against what you just said. You're an Amora, you can't argue usually with a Braisa. It says in the following Braisa, Haisa mehaleches baderech, the animal is going in the normal way on the road, vitiza, and stones fly off from its normal way of walking. So the Braisa says, Bein b'rishus hayochid, bein b'rishus harabim. It makes no difference whether it's in the Rishus HaYochid or in the Rishus HaRabim, chayav, the owner has to go and pay. Now, what are we talking about? My lav, hitiza b'rishus harabim, v'ziko b'rishus harabim. Aren't we talking about that it flew off while it was walking in the Rishus HaRabim, and it did damage to the Rishus HaRabim. And the Braisa says, Yechayev. So we don't view it as potter, like you said, as a toldah of regel. And therefore, you're totally incorrect. In both of your cases, you're incorrect. So Rav Zeira says, no. Rav Zeira says, lo, he teased of Rishus HaRabim. The case in the Braisa is talking about where it flew off from the Rishus HaRabim, the animal walking in the Rishus HaRabim, but it went and did the damage, v'yizik of Rishus HaYochid. And that's why you're chayav, because it did damage, chatzi nezek tzoros, in the Rishus HaYochid. Rav Yirmiyah says, wait a second, but you just said in that situation, you're also potter, right? You had said, amalei akira enkan hanocha yeshkan, va'amres akira enkan hanocha yeshkan. So you said in that situation, you're a potter. But here it says, now you're saying that the Braisa is talking about that scenario, and you're chayev. So Rav Zeira says, I retract. You're right. Amalei hadribi. I retracted this. So the second scenario, he teased the Rishus HaRabim, v'yizik Rishus HaYochid. So then, in that situation, I do agree that you're chayev chatzi nezek tzroros. Oh. First case, however, I still say that it's told to the regular, if it does the damage in the Rishus HaRabim, you get off scot-free because you have the right in the Rishus HaRabim to have your animal walk. Rav Yirmiyah is not happy. He says, Eisvei, I got another braisa that goes against you. Dars ala kli, if the animal walks and steps on a kli, ushvarto, and it breaks the kli, and then the broken kli, a shard flies off from that broken kli, v'nof al hashem, al kli acher, and it goes, it hits another kli, ushvaru, and it breaks the second kli. Now what's the halacha? Al harishon, on the first kli that the animal broke, so that's a regular case of mishalim nezik shalim. But on the second kli, v'alachro, mishalim chatzi nezik, that's the din of chatzi nezik tzoros. Now, the braisa was explained as follows, v'toni Allah, the braisa says, v'medvar mamurim v'shus hanizak, that which we said that Yechayev Nezek Sholem in the first Kli and Chatzi Nezek on the second Kli, that's when the Kalim were in the Rishus HaNizak. However, Avo B'Rishus HaRabim Ala Rishon Petura, but V'Ala Achron Chayeves. Now, what is the Achron Chayeves? My Lavi Tiza B'Rishus HaRabim V'Zika B'Rishus HaRabim. And you said, Rav Zeira, that you're Potter, but here the Braisa says that Yechayev Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. So, Kash on you. So Rav Zeira says, no, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. Lo, it's talking about Hitiza Rishus HaRabim, Hizika Rishus HaYochid. It went flying from the stones that were shooting off from the foot of the animal that was walking in the Rishus HaRabim, and it went and did damage in the Rishus of the Nizak, in the Rishus of the Yochid. So Mor says, Rav Yirmiyah tells him, but you said in that situation that you're also Potter. V'amris Akira Ein Kan, therefore Hanocha Yesh Kan. How could you possibly have an Hanocha? If you don't have the Akira, you're not Chayiv in the first place in the Rishus HaRabim. You shouldn't be Chayiv in the Rishus HaYochid. So again, the Gemara says, Rav Zeira said, I retracted that. Amalei, Hadribi, I retracted that. Again, repeating the same exact thing that we had previously, which we're now going to do one more time. Eni, Rav Yirmiyah still is unhappy with Rav Zeira's answer, and he says, really? Are you not chayiv chatzi nezek tzoros in the Rishus HaRabim? You're only chayiv in the Rishus HaYochid? And we turn to your testament base. Is that really true? This din of chatzi nezik applies everywhere, both in the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. Now, what does he mean when he says that? My lab, doesn't mean he teases the Rishus HaRabim, vizik Rishus HaRabim, the Yisul Chayiv chatzi nezik in the Rishus HaRabim. So the din of chatzi nezik throws applies in the Rishus HaRabim, kash on you, Rav Zeira. So Gemara says, no, still not. He teased the Rishus HaRabim, vizik Rishus HaYochid. This is exactly that same exact case again, where he did the damage. He was walking, and the pebble flew off in the Rishus HaRabim, but the damage occurred in the Rishus HaYochid. And again, Rav Yirmiyah says, but you already said that you're part of in that situation also. V'armas akira enkan hanoch yeshkan. And we give the same terrors that we gave before. Amalei Hadribe says, yeah, I retracted that opinion. So we have three times that same answer. But here we also give an alternative answer. Because here we have to deal with what Rav Yochanan said. And Rav Yochanan said, Ein chatzi nezik cholok, lo rishus hayoch, lo rishus harabim. So he says, you could explain that in another way. You could answer it that Hadribe, that I said, I retracted my statement from the damage from walking in the Rishus HaRabim and the stone flies off and damages the Rishus HaYochid. I retracted my statement to say the Yipater, and in that situation I agree that you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezik Tzoros. Alternatively, though, you could answer here, Ibai Sema, when Rabbi Yochanan said his din, Kiyama Rabbi Yochanan, that he said, Ein Chatzi Nezik Cholok, Lo Rishus HaYoch, Lo Rishus HaRabim, he's talking about Karen. He's talking about the Toldo of Karen, Tam by Karen. So there you chayev, whether it's in the Rishus HaRabim or in the Rishus HaYochid. But it has nothing to do with our case of Chatzi Nezik Tzoros. Okay, so that's the question from Rabbi Yirmiyah to Rav Zeira. More now ask another question. Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, he was the grandson of Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rav Hoshaya, he was sitting, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah was sitting with Rav Hoshaya, and they were sitting on the porch, Akila, that's the porch, of the Rabbi Yehuda, Mestama Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. And in fact, Hagos Yaivit says, Beferish, it was the porch of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. In any event, they were sitting and talking and learning, and Nafak Milsa Benayah, the question was raised between them. We don't know which one asked who. Either Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah asked Rabbi Hoshaya, or Rabbi Hoshaya asked Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. It doesn't say who asked who. What about the case of Kishkisha Biznava? The animal is swishing its tail. Rashi explains that this is a normal type of action for the animal to swish its tail back and forth to keep its tail moving. Orchehu. And therefore, the question is, uptur b'shus harabim, although an animal that's walking in the shus harabim, it's allowed to walk there, and any damage that it does, the things in the shus harabim, is not considered damage. So do we consider kishukha biznava as a normal routine type of damage, and therefore you'd be potter or not? It's a shinoi, and it's like a told of Karen, and you'd be chayiv chatzi nezik for a tam. So therefore, that's the question. Kishukha biznava mahu. Is it going to be a din of potter in the Rishus HaRabim because it is Orche and it's a tolda of Regel and you'd be potter? Or do we say no, it's a tolda of Karen because it's unusual, this Kishkob is not to do damage, and therefore you chayev like a tam and you'd be chayev chatzi nezek? So that's the question that one of them asked the other one. Either Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda Nisiyah or Rav Yehuda Nisiyah asked Rav Hoshaya. And the other one who was asked the question responded, Amalei Idach, the other one said, what's the poor guy supposed to do? He has to hold on to the tail of the animal all the time? And if in fact you're saying, yeah, that's what he has to do, so then Karen Nami, do we force the person to always hold on to the horns of his animal? Nevertheless, he's still chayiv. You are chayiv for Karen in the Rishus HaRabim. That's the din in the Torah. So the Znava should be the same din. Why would we think there should be any difference between the Kishuk of Znava and the case of Karen? So Gemara says, no, Hochi Hashta? Are they really the same? Karen, Lav Urche. The animal doesn't normally go in damage with its horns. That's why we say it's a tam. It doesn't normally do this, and it's an unusual thing. However, Kishisha, that's the normal way. The animal flips its tail about all the time, and therefore it may go and hit something as it's walking by and break a utensil. And therefore, Hor Urche, and therefore this Regel, and therefore Kishko Biznova is Regel, and you're part of Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to Karen, which is something that's not Orche, but if it does cause damage, you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek as a Tam. So where it says, V'chim me'achar du'orche, ma'imi boile. So wait a second, if this is normal, so then what was this question in the first place? We know that the animal walks, it's part of from doing damage from walking, it's allowed to walk in the Rishus HaRabim. So if you're saying Kishko is normal, so then what was the question? So Gemara says, though, Kishkush Yisei Rami Boile, his question was, what happens if it's doing extra strong flipping about with its tail? As Rashi says, is this Iorachihu Olo? The animal's vigorously shaking its tail, swishing its tail. So is that considered normal or not? That was the question that either Rav Yehuda Nisiyah asked Rav Hoshaya or Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda Nisiyah, and we don't give an answer to it. Another question. By Rav Eina. Rav Eina asked the following shaila. Kish gisha bi amos ahu. Now, it's talking here about a male. And the male organ, it's talking about the gid of this animal. And it's swinging back and forth and it causes damage, so mahu. Now, it's a little bit of a funny lashon over here because the word behema is a feminine noun. And therefore, we say bi amosa with the feminine form of the gid. But obviously, a female animal doesn't have a gid. So it's talking about a male behema and it causes damage by the swing of its gid, the swing of the male organ. So is that considered orchai or is it not considered orchai? After all, the animal is going to walk around and its gid is going to be possibly swinging and causing damage. So mi amrina, do we say, mi did de havia karen, this is like karen, and therefore it's going to be a tam to do such damage until you see that it does it regularly, and therefore you'd be chayiv chatzi nezek, or do we say no? So what's the two sides of the coin? Karen, if they're all Karen, why does an animal go and gore? Lav yitzro katoki play, something got into the animal's head and go and attack. So too, hachanami, lo shna, do we say too by the gid of the animal that it causes, that somehow it gets excited or it causes it to go and swing and cause damage? Or do we say no? Odilma, Karen, Kavanasola Hasik. The Karen, it normally goes and intends to go and do such damage. And Ha, and Kavanasola Hasik. As opposed to by the Gid, that's not the purpose, so to say, of the Gid to cause damage. And therefore, there wouldn't necessarily be a Chiyav over here like Karen, but this would be a Tolda of Regel, and you would be Potter. And the Gemara concludes over here as well. Take it. We don't have an answer to this question. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah again. The Mishnah had said, "Hatarnegolin muadim lahalech kedarkun ulshaber v'chule." We said that the chickens, they also go and cause damage, and when they go about walking and they cause damage, so they are going to be a regular case of regel, their muad, that they cause damage over here in the Rishus HaRabim. And then we had said, but if somebody had tied something to its legs, and then that caused it to go and break things with the things that's tied to its legs, so then that's not normal. And therefore, you would pay chatzi nezek. This would be a tolda of keren and not a tolda of regel. Now, Rav Huna qualifies this statement from the Mishnah. He says as follows. We only said in the Mishnah that yechayev chatzi nezek lo shanu elo shenikshar me'elov, when it got tied on its own onto the animal. But avo kisharo adam, if a person went and tied this dali, this rope, this item to the chicken's leg, so then that man would be chayiv. And not only that, he would have to pay full damages because adam muad li'olam. And therefore, since it's an adam here, and it's not anymore talking about the chicken being a tam, as he told of Karen, you'd have to pay nezek sholem. So that's what Rav Huna said. We only said that you pay chatzi nezek over here like tam in a situation where the chicken somehow got this rope or this item wrapped around this leg and it inadvertently caused damage. So that's not a usual form of damage. Therefore, it's like a tolda of Karen as a tam, and you only pay chatzi nezek. But if a man had gone and put it around the animal's leg, the chicken's leg, and it caused damage, so then the man would be chayv. That's what Rav Huna tells us. Now, the Gemara says, Niksha me'elov man chayv. In the case where it got inadvertently attached to the leg of the chicken, so then who exactly is chayiv in this situation that you're saying that there's a din of chatzi nezek? Now, ilema bal hadalil, if you're telling me it's the owner of this thing that got tied around the leg of the chicken that is going to be chayiv, hechidami, what's the situation? If he in fact had hidden it away and the chicken somehow dug it out from the closet that this guy hid it away in, so then onusu, this is onsen. And why would the owner of this dalil, this rope, this item, be chayiv? Aye, you're telling me he left it out, he was posheya, and he left it in a place where this chicken is going to wrap its leg around it and cause damage? V'lo atzniyeh, so then posheyahu, and then he should be chayiv, full damages and not chatzi damages. Because Adam muad li'olam, and he therefore was posheya, and therefore he should have to be the one to pay full damages, not chatzi damages. But it says here chatzi damages, chatzi nezek. So what must it be? It must be when nikshar me'elov, the reason that your chayiv is that the baal of the tarnigol, el chayiv baal tarnigol, he is chayiv to pay chatzi nezek in this situation. Now, Why doesn't he pay full damages? Maishno kuli nezik delo. The reason why he doesn't pay full damages is because the pasuk says dechsev ki yiftach ish bar. If a man opens up a bar and it says a man has to open the bar velo shor bar, you're not chayiv if your ox digs a pit in the rishus harabim. So then you're not chayiv. Therefore, that's why you don't pay nezik shalem. So then chatzin nezik nami. The pasuk still says for chatzin nezik. It says ki yichra ish bar velo shor bar. So why should you be chayiv chatzin nezik? Either you should chayiv for everything, but the pasuk says you're not chayiv. So therefore, you shouldn't be chayiv not only for everything. You shouldn't even be chayiv chatzin nezik. Why do we say in the Mishnah the chayiv chatzin nezik? So again, if you're telling me that the owner of the delil should be chayiv, so we said, no, that doesn't make any sense. Either he should be chayiv nothing because he wasn't posheya, or he should be chayiv full damages because he was posheya. But it says he's chayiv chatzin nezik, so that can't be the owner of the delil. But if you're telling me that it's the Baal HaTarnagol that should be chayiv, again, why should he be chayiv at all? The pasuk says, ki yichra ish bar, ki yiftach ish bar, and not shor bar. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, you're right, Elamas Nisan, this Mishnah, which says, Yechayiv Chatzi Nezek, it tells us, B'da'adje Aduye, which Rashi, in Dibra Maschil, Elamas Nisan, explains as, we're only dealing over here, Ela Ba'adje Aduye, which means, Shezorak HaTarnagol HaDolil. This Tarnagol didn't directly damage with the Dalil, but it chucked this Dalil, it shook off this Dalil, the Sheber Bizrikoso Kalim, and the Dalil went flying and it damaged the utensils. And this is like Chatzi Nezik Tsroros. The Havu Tsroros and Afilu Kashro Odom. And even if a person had tied it to the foot of this chicken, Nami Lo Mishalim, El Chatzi Nezik, Balatarnagol, a kosher potter. And even in this situation, the man tied it to the legs of the animal. You're not going to be chayiv the man who tied it, and you're going to say that the Baal HaTarnagol is chayiv chatzi nezik tsroros. Why? Shelo niskal odom biboro, because it isn't the pit, so to say, that this man created. The Dalil itself that was the damager. It was the fact that the chicken chucked it. Udravuna lo masukma amastisin, and therefore the statement of Ravuna who said lo shanu ela shenikshah me'elav avol kisharu odom chayiv is not going on this. Elabi Alma Itmar. It's only talking there in general where the actual Dalil itself caused the damage, not that the Tarnagol sent it flying as Chatzi Nezik Tsroros. So therefore, we must be talking about our mission is Ba'aduye Aduye, that it was chucked off by the chicken, and therefore it's Chatzi Nezik Tsroros. And the Chiyat Mad Ravuna Abi Alma Itmar, and Ravuna said his din, that the man is Chayiv if he did it in general. And we understand in the following way. The Dalil is Hefker. If the Dalil is Hefker, nobody owns it. So then, Am Rav Huna, Niksha Me'elov Potter. If it became attached to the chicken and it wasn't owned by anybody, so then there is no Chiv over here. In this situation, there is no owner of this Dalil, so there's no owner of the bar, and even the chicken itself, the owner of the chicken, is not going to be Chayiv because he didn't go and have this Dalil. He didn't do anything to this Dalil. It's just sitting there on the floor and somebody slipped on it. However, Amar Rav Huna, Niksha Me'elav Potter, but Kishoro Adam Chayiv, if the person put it on the chicken, so it's no longer Hefker. He picked it up and acquired it, and now it's his bar, and therefore the man is going to be Chayiv. So that's the way we have to understand Rav Huna, but it's not going on the Mishnah. It's going on Niksha Me'elav in general. Avo Kishoro Adam in general, he will be Chayiv. Now, why is he chayiv? The person who tied it on, this other that tied it on to the chicken, mishum mai chayiv. Why is he chayiv? So I'm Rav Huna bar Manoach. Rav Huna bar Manoach says, mishum boro, because this dalil, this rope, this item that he put around the chicken's leg, is his bor. And it's like habor, hamizgalga baragli od the baragli dehema. It's like a bor that was pushed about by the regal of the man, or the regular of the behema, and in that situation, you're going to be chayiv. As Rashi points out, in Boro Hamiskagel, the Maisinale Perikama, we learned this in the first parak on Dav Vav, and we said that Tzad HaShabba, between all the Arba Ovos Nezikin, was that they all caused damage. So his bor caused the damage. In this situation, it's not a stationary bor, it's a movable type of a bor, but it's his bor, and it caused the damage, and that's why he would be chayiv. All the chicken did, so to say, was move it to another place. But it's that man's bar. When he tied it to the chicken, he tied the delil to the chicken's leg, so it was his delil. Now that the chicken got it off his leg and moved it to someplace else, it still belongs to the man. And therefore, the man that tied it there is going to be chayiv. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah we had already alluded to in yesterday's shiur quite a bit. And we said that in the Mishnah that we had in yesterday's shiur, we talked about the din of regel first, and then we said on Yotes on Mibes, we would have the din of Shane. And we said the din of Shane is repeated also, like the Mishnah that we had repeated regel. And we had explained already there that it's repeated here to teach us the din of Shane by Yechaya and Shane by Behemah. And now we'll see that. Ketzer Hashem Muedes. Under what circumstances is Shane, which we said is eating for pleasure, eating for sustenance, so under what situation is it Muad Mitchilah? So is the animal considered a muad? So lechol etzaraila, it's considered a muad from tachila, from its beginning, to eat something that is appropriate for it to eat, something that it gets hanah from eating. And then we repeat this, habehema doesn't say shein, but it means the shein of a behema, which is behema, muedes lechol peros v'yarkos, is also considered muad in regards to fruits and vegetables. So the ketzer hashem muedes, that's referring to the chaya, as we had already previously explained, and a behema muedes is referring to the shein of a behema. So the shein of a chaya, or the shein of a behema, when they eat something that they normally go and eat, you're going to be chayv mitchilaso, full damages, nezek sholem. Now this, as we'll see, is talking about in the rishus of the nizak. Now, Ochlo kisus, however, if the animal or the chaya were to eat a garment, which is not normal food, o kalim, or utensils of some sort, which is not roi leachila, so then, mishalim chatzi nezek, so then this no longer is a tolda of shane, this is no longer shane, but this would be, in fact, a tolda of keren, and therefore, it's a tam for eating kisus or kalim, and you pay chatzi nezek like you would for any case of a tolda of regel when it's a tam. By medvar mamurim, under what circumstances does this occur? And we'll see, does this go on the statement that we just made with the ksus or the kalim, or does it also go on the shein of the chaya and the behema? So that will have a more of a discussion in the Gemara. So by medvar mamurim, b'shus anizak, that which we're talking about here, that the animal eats things in the rishus of the nizak, so then you chayav. Avu rishus rabim potter, but if it eats stuff in the rishus rabim, don't leave your food in the rishus rabim and not expect animals or chayas to go and eat it. Alba Rishus Rabin Potter. However, Potter doesn't mean that you don't pay anything. Vim Nanes, if the animal now doesn't need lunch, so you benefit not having to give your animal lunch. So Mishalens Mashinanes. So you have to go pay, as we'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about this more. You have to pay something that you benefited. After all, you did benefit from his food. So his food may have been much more expensive than you would have paid your animal. So whatever you would have paid your animal, at least go and give that to the owner of the food that your animal ate that food. How do we define that you have to pay for what you ate? So, if you ate food that was in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so Mishalemes Mashinanis, so then you pay for what benefit you got. Again, which we'll explain in the Gemara, is really talking about that you didn't have to now pay lunch for your animal, so that's what you have to go and pay, even though you may have eaten something that's much more expensive. But if it was mitzidei rechava, the food was located on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, so then that's not where your animal should be walking. So then, mishalem es mashezika. So then you have to go and pay exactly for the damage that you did, even though your animal would have had to have eaten lunch, but it didn't have to eat that fancy lunch, that much more expensive food, and therefore you have to pay mashezika, the damage that it did. And again, we'll discuss this more in the Gemara. Likewise, if you the animal ate mi pesach hachanus mishalemis mashenanis, so that you can't expect the animal not to go over there. And if it eats something, so it's in the rishus harabim. So all you have to do is pay for the benefit that you got from not having to give your animal lunch. However, mitach hachanus, if it goes inside the store, so then you should have watched it more carefully. Mishalemis mashizika. Then you have to pay for the actual loss that you caused that person to suffer. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Hashem wedes lechol is a royal law. Ketzad. We started off the mission by saying that you chayiv for shein, it's muad mitchilaso, you pay full damages if it eats something that is roi for it to eat. Ketzad. What's an example of this? So, the Braisa says, behema shenichnas ol lechatzor nizak. We're talking here, as we had pointed out already in the Mishnah, that the animal went to the chatzor of the nizak and it ate there for ochla ochlin haru'uyin law. It ate food that is appropriate for the animal to eat. Or vishasas or mashkin, or it drank drinks, beverages, harila, that are appropriate for it to go and drink. So then, mishalim nezik sholim, so this is a regular case of the ox doing shein damage in the rishus of the nizak, and you pay nezek shalem. Furthermore, though, v'chein, if your chaya shenichlus olachatzir nizak went and did this v'tar for behema, and it went and go and killed an animal, or v'yochle basar, or it ate meat from that animal or from another animal, so mishalem nezek shalem, you have to go and pay the full damages, because this is again the din of shein birshus hanizak yichayev nezek shalem. And even if it ate something that it wasn't normally going to eat, for example, upara shochlus saorin, a para normally doesn't eat saorin. A para normally goes and eats food that is appropriate for a para. It doesn't normally eat barley. The chamar shochal karshinim, or if the chamar ate something like karshinim. Now that normally is something called vetch. It's normally something that the cow eats, and the donkey is the one that eats the saorin. So they flipped around. The para ate the donkey food, and the donkey ate the para food, but they're both still something that they can eat and get enjoyment from. Or the kelev shalikek es hashemen, or a kelev drank the oil. Normally, kelevs drink water, but here it drank the oil. So again, it's capable of eating this. It's something that's called food. It's edible or potable for the animal, albeit it's not its normal food. Nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv nezek shalem, as we'll see. Or the chazir shalcha chatiz shal basar. Pigs are vegetarians normally. They don't go and eat meat, but here it ate meat. So in all these situations, it ate something that it doesn't normally eat, but yet it is edible, so therefore, mishalem nezek shalem. So the Braisa says, even in this situation, if it's a b'shus hanizak, you go and pay full damages. Now, Amar Rapapa adds to this, and he says, Hashda the Amris, now that you're telling us from this Braisa, call me de delav orche, even though it's not something that it normally eats. Nevertheless, achlele aydeatrak, but it ate it now under these somewhat pressing circumstances. Nevertheless, shmei achila, it is called achila. So therefore, Rapapa learns out, likewise, hayshunra, if you have a cat, the achal tamri, that ate dates. Normally cats don't eat dates. Or the chamo, you have a donkey, the achal binisa, it ate a fish. Normally donkeys don't eat a fish. Nevertheless, since it is b'shasat chak, considered food, mishalim nezek shalim. So Rapapa adds onto the brisa with these examples as well. Maisa shoya, how chamra, there once was a donkey, the achal nama, it ate bread, which is not the normal food for a donkey, upalse lisala, and it also ate up the basket. It chewed on this basket that the bread was in. So, chayve Rav Yehuda l'shalim nezik sholim anama, he made him pay full nezik for the nama, it was in Rishus HaNizak, and therefore, this was, albeit not the normal food, donkeys normally don't have bread, but since it is edible, b'shas atchak at least, ayideh atchak, so therefore he made him pay full damages, nezik sholim, because it was the rishus hanizak for the bread, and basala for the basket, he only made him pay chatzi nezik, because it normally doesn't eat a basket, and therefore that's toldo of keren, and you only pay chatzi nezik. More questions, and it says, v'amai, why is this so? Kivon de'urche l'mechel nama, since you're telling me that it ate the bread, so isn't it also normal that it's going to eat the basket? So Gemara says, no. The ochal v'hodar palis. It first ate the bread, and then it afterwards went to eat the basket. So therefore, they're not connected. You didn't say, well, it ate the bread and it ate the basket at the same time, so therefore, you should have to consider both of them as achila. No. Here, it finished off the bread, and then after the bread was gone, it ate the basket. So therefore, that's called a tolda of keren. Gemara says, really? Upas archihu? It normally eats bread? Or minu? But we learned in another braisa, ochla pas ubasar vitavshil. If a animal went and ate bread or basar or a cooked dish, mishalim chatzi nezik. That's not normal. So it's a tolda of keren, and you only pay chatzi nezik and not shein. So isn't that talking about the animal that was eating it, my lab behema? It's talking about a behema, like a donkey or a cow. And how come then you're saying over here in our case that you're chayav for eating the bread? Someone says, no, that's referring to lo b'chaya. That's a lion. Lions don't eat bread. So therefore, with a lion doing that, that's considered lav orche at all. And it's therefore a tolda of keren. But for a cow or a donkey, it would be normal. Someone says, chaya basar archeyu. But wait a second. In the bright side, we said, ochle pasu basar. Lions love meat. So how can you tell me that that's lav orche? So Gemara says, because it wasn't raw meat, it was the mitveh, it was roasted meat, and lions don't eat barbecue. They don't eat roasted meat, they eat raw meat. Alternatively, v'ibayisema bitavya, referring here not to a chaya like a lion, but a chaya that's a deer. A deer is a herbivore, and it's not going to go and eat meat. And if therefore the deer eats meat, that's lav orche, and that's going to be a tolda of keren, and it's only going to be chay nezek, chatzi nezek, and not going to be nezek sholim like shein. Alternatively, another answer, the bias ema, the olam behema. We are talking here about a behema. However, the reason why the behema in this situation is not considered to eat it normally because ubiptora, the bread was on the table and the cow came up to the table and ate it. That's not normal for the cow to go and eat stuff off the table. And therefore, this is considered a tolda of keren. It's an unusual form of eating and not the typical shein. And therefore, you only chayev chatzi nezek. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.